Getting sick in America can be complicated with managed care and expensive prescription drugs. But commentator Jay Kaiser had what seemed to be a much greater worry. He got sick far away from America while on vacation in Cambodia.
It was 6 a.m. The sun had barely risen over the Mekong River. My wife Nancy and I were on the top deck of the boat, the Mekong Pandao, watching fishermen along the riverbank throwing their nets into the water. The nets looked like giant sea anemones, opening and closing. Over her cup of tea, Nancy turned to me and asked, "What is that rash on your face?" "It must be from shaving in this heat," I said. Later that morning in the courtyard of the temple at Nam Pros, 10 miles north of Kampong Cham, one of my fellow travelers, Dave Kapp, a retired doctor, picked up where Nancy left off. "Has anyone diagnosed that rash on your face?" I shook my head. "Have you ever had chicken pox?" I nodded. "It's a herpes zoster rash. I'm sorry to say, you have shingles." "That's done it," I thought. "I'm a goner." He said the herpes virus has been lying dormant in my body for the last 60 years, and like an ill-tempered sleeping beauty, chose the province of Kampong Chang to wake up in. What am I going to do? I could feel panic rising behind the wall of perspiration on my forehead. Shingles can be extremely painful. It can cause blindness. It can even be fatal. And here I am, in the middle of medical nowhere. Dr. Kapp said, "You need antiviral medication like acyclovir as soon as possible. Did you bring any with you?" "No," I said, like I even knew there was such a thing. "Kampong Chang must have a pharmacy," he said. "Yeah, sure," I thought. "Kampong Chang is bound to have acyclovir. They probably keep it in their intensive care unit." Kampong Chang is the place where, according to the writer William Shawcross, 25 years ago, the townspeople tore out the liver of the misfortunately named Lon Nil. He was the brother of Lon Nol, who had led a coup overthrowing the popular Prince Sihanouk. The soon-to-be liverless Lon Nil had the bad luck to be in Kampong Cham at the time. The townspeople took his liver to a Chinese restaurant, forced the chef to cook it, sliced it into little pieces, and ate it to indicate their displeasure with the coup. They're sure to have acyclovir. We got to the town of Kampong Cham around 4 p.m. By then my rash was at least 5 hours old. My anxiety wasn't much younger. Our guide said he knew of a pharmacy. He commandeered a van and told the driver how to get there. The pharmacy was a concrete room with one wall missing. That was the storefront. A young woman behind the counter with a friendly smile stepped forward. "Do you have any acyclovir?" I asked. She said, "Tablets or cream?" I'll be damned. At 2 p.m. I'm diagnosed with shingles. That same afternoon I'm being treated. I don't get this kind of service back home in Massachusetts. There's a lesson in all this. What looks like the worst may well be the best, and its corollary, what you think is the best, may not be. Today, there isn't even a blemish left behind.
Jay Kaiser is editor-in-chief of the journal Linguistic Inquiry at MIT.